black can't move the rook,
right?
Can't move the bishop,
right?
Can't move the knight on c6.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, black has only three pieces, the queen, rook, and knight on the other side, and white can move everybody.
Exactly.
That can't be very good.
Well, this is what makes Gary such a formidable opponent, isn't it?
I mean, tying the guy down.
Very, very craftily, beautifully. I consider the position almost to the point of desperation now for the computer, and I'm suggesting a move that I myself don't like very much, which is the move f6. This would create a major weakness of the g6 pawn, because now the only piece that protects the g6 pawn is the king. But at least the point behind the move f6 is that black could try for some counterplay based upon the center push e5. And again, majorities coming into play with that move e5.
Yes, that move, though, I think you think it's hard to believe opening up a position when you're behind in piece placement seems like the wrong thing to be doing. There is some strange possibilities in this position. Kasparov's bishop on a4 is momentarily unprotected.